7 minutes now after 10 o'clock, and it is time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM. And it is the fourth Tuesday of the month, which means we get to talk Wyndham Area Health. And Landon Johnson joins us, the Chief Nursing Officer at Wyndham Area Health. We appreciate you coming in.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Yeah, we haven't had a chance to talk with you.
Yeah, I did come, I think, about a year ago, and I was telling Shelby this morning, I said, I don't even remember what we talked about. That was my first time, so okay. Excited to be back again and have the opportunity to give an update.
Well, we definitely appreciate you coming in. Well, let's start with board meeting held. You got some financials for us today?
I do. Yeah, the board meeting was held last night, and it went very well. Just a quick financial update. Our overall activity at the hospital was down quite a bit from the heavier December and January volumes that we had, although our inpatient activity exceeded our budget expectations. We did record an operating loss of about $382,000 for the month, which was predominantly lower from outpatient volumes as well as an adjustment from our contractual allowances to reflect our expected collections. But overall, year to date, we're still showing a $350,000 positive bottom line compared to a budget of negative $60,000. So year to date, we're doing a great job at the hospital. And accounting for our non-operating activity, we're showing a net margin of about 3.3% compared to 2% for the year. And next month, we will look for the board to approve our fiscal year 2027 operating and capital budget.
Gosh, can you believe it's budget time already?
I know. It comes up so quickly, it feels like.
But those numbers still very impressive. And it seems like it would be very hard to predict month to month. There's so many factors that fall into it that you really, and at the minimum, I'm guessing you guys look quarterly instead of monthly.
Yep, absolutely. And February always seems to be a tougher month just because it's a shorter month. And I think this year, the way the weekends fell, it was a very low productive days compared to other months throughout the year. So
sure. All right. Well, still very positive numbers. And, you know, anytime you're in the black like that at this point, it's a good thing.
Absolutely.
All right. So what else do we need to mention today?
One other thing I wanted to just point out for our Wyndham Area Health is Dr. Youssef, our chief medical officer. He's hosting first-year medical students that'll be coming to the hospital here in Wyndham to gain some experience and learn about rural health care. And it's part of our big vision as an organization to become a teaching hospital for some of these medical students and other students in different areas of healthcare. However, we can attract them to our community and get them involved in rural healthcare is something that we look forward to doing. And we had our first medical student here a couple weeks ago that spent a week with Dr. Youssef in various areas all over the hospital. And we just really look forward to hosting and teaching the future of medicine.
What's the advantage of being a teaching hospital? I mean, is it to just help the next generation of doctors, or are there other reasons why that's beneficial?
Yeah, I think one of the main reasons is, you know, we're a rural community, and just really focusing on what rural healthcare means to the country and how we can play our part in that here in Wyndham.
And I suppose the potential to maybe familiarize some future doctors that maybe could end up here.
Yeah, absolutely. I think every student that has come through our doors really enjoys the opportunity, and they're amazed at all the things that we do in Wyndham. They think they're just coming to a small town hospital, and their eyes are really opened at all of the things that we do provide to our community and to our patients in a rural community hospital.
Before we started, we were talking about how much the hospital has grown in the last. I've been in town about 10 years, and over that time, not just the physical facility, but the number of services and the doctors and the staff and everything, it's incredible how much it's grown.
Yeah, absolutely. We've done a great job, I think, at assessing what the need of our patients are and what our community needs are. And we certainly hear the community's voice on services that they want in our community and at our local hospital. And whatever we can do to help ease the burden of having to drive 30 or 60 or 90 miles to another hospital to get services that we're totally capable of providing right here in Windham.
And in a time where rural healthcare, the space between hospitals seems to be getting bigger and bigger, there's a real need for Windham Area Health to continue to grow.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's another thing that we focus on as a organization is what are facilities in our surrounding areas getting rid of, and you know, are those essential services to our community? And if they are, we really look hard at how can we continue to provide that service for our community, or is it a new service line that we need to create to provide that service?
So as far as interns or first-year students, or how often will there be students coming in then?
So right now we have that one medical student. We also have another nurse practitioner student who is coming to the hospital for several weeks of their schooling to just gain experience and see what rural healthcare is all about. And then farther than that, we do host nursing students from various different colleges all through their nursing career or nursing schooling on how much they are coming to our hospital. So typically once a week, we'll have a whole group of students that is learning from the nursing perspective, and they kind of spread out all over the hospital in areas that interest them and just gives them an opportunity to learn more.
I think it's really neat. And you just answered the next thing I was going to ask you was, does the hospital kind of tie to one school? But it sounds like you get them from everywhere.
Yeah, we get nursing students from all over, from Worthington, Mankato. A couple of schools in the cities have reached out about sending students to a rural community to get their kids that want to work in a smaller hospital or a smaller town to just get that experience and see if it's something they like. And we obviously love to host all these students because it's always an opportunity to get them in the door, and maybe they love it here and want to move here and become an employee. So,
and just expose everything that Windham Area Health has to offer.
Yeah,
like you say, when they leave surprised, that's a good thing.
Right. Yeah, yeah. We love that. And I do get a chance to sit down with the group of students at least once while they're at our hospital and just talk to them about what the hospital means and what their, you know, future nursing career could look like in Windham or at other facilities, and just kind of what to expect based on my experience here at the hospital. And yeah, just give them a great opportunity to start their career.
Very good. All right. So moving into a teaching college or a teaching hospital, which is, I just think that's really a neat thing.
Yes.
But what else do we have going on?
Couple other updates I wanted to share. Just really highlighting the rural importance of rural healthcare, like I stated before. We had the opportunity, and there will be an all-access public television. We'll be airing Windham Area Health's mini documentary focusing on rural healthcare, small communities, and big care is kind of what their title of that was. So that'll be airing nationwide on the television starting sometime in April. And then the only other thing that I wanted to share was that the Auxiliary Spring Banquet will be hosted on April 13th at 5 p.m. at the Historical Society.
So that one's coming up. And the foundation just had a big gala, too, that was a big success.
Yes, they did. The Be the Light Gala was a huge success. They were able to raise about $21,000 towards the mental health fund, which is great. That gala was very successful. It was their first one, and I assume that they'll be looking forward to the next one already. So a very good thing.
Yeah, definitely. Boy, a lot going on.
Absolutely.
All right. Landon, is there anything else we need to mention today?
I don't think so. Thank you for the opportunity and look forward to continuing providing high quality care to our patients and our communities.
Very good. All right. Landon Johnson with Windham Area Health. We appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.